Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. A committee of the Minocqua Town Board is proposing the town enact a Premier Resort Area Tax, or PRAT, to finance road projects. The tax could produce as much as $600,000 annually for the town, according to Pete Otis, member of the town's Broadband and Business Development Committee that undertook the study last May.
What this would do is this would help to supplement the real estate taxes that would be used for maintaining our roads or rebuilding our roads, I guess. $600,000, I think, extra every year would probably go a long ways. It would accelerate the process of rebuilding the roads.
Supervisor Billy Freed is skeptical, saying no one welcomes an additional tax, but he wanted to find out more information before making a decision.
Finding out questions, concerns, and maybe surveying some of our local businesses to see what their feelings are on it. Because, you know, money always looks good, but sometimes, you know, you're going to drive people to do more online shopping or go somewhere else. You know, and sometimes it's good to say, hey, come here, we don't have a PRAT tax. I want to make sure we consider both sides and balance it before we move it forward too quickly.
Fellow supervisor and business owner Bill Stengels says while the impact may not be large on a single purchase, consumers would still be reluctant to pay another tax. They plan to hold a public meeting next spring and again in the summer on the proposal before it returns to the board for a vote on whether to hold a binding referendum on making Minocqua a premier resort area tax area, subject to the tax. It's a record year for eagle numbers in Wisconsin, and Violet's and Oneida counties lead the way. The Wisconsin DNR first took eagle surveys in 1974 after the ban on the pesticide DDT took effect in 1972. The pesticide was a main cause of eagle numbers to plummet, but their recovery in Wisconsin reached a record this year with 1,590 active nests recorded, 86 more than a year ago. This includes a new eagle nest in Kenosha County, the first time an eagle nest has been seen there in more than a century. Jim Woodford, a DNR section chief based in Rhinelander, says there were quite a few new pairs of eagles in the southern part of the state, including the Kenosha County nest.
You know, that was turned in by the landowner, contacted us. So that's a new area in Kenosha County, mostly down there. We just highlight the lake shore of Lake Michigan and a few of the lakes, the smaller lake areas. But this one showed up in a river system. So landowner hadn't contacted us, we probably wouldn't have heard about it.
Vilas and Oneida County lead the state in nests with 168 in Vilas, 141 in Oneida. But for the first time, no new nesting spots were found in Oneida County. Bald eagles were removed from the state endangered species list in 1997 and the federal list in 2007. And the head of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities says they've set aside a day next week to prod the legislature to act on closing tax loopholes that are called dark stores. The city of Rhinelander and others have complained to legislators about the legal loopholes large retailers are using to lower their tax bills. Large retailers found a loophole in the state law where the properties are only worth what it would be if it was vacant or abandoned rather than compared to another large operating store, hence the name dark store. League Executive Director Jerry DeShane explains what they're hoping to accomplish by declaring December 11th as Dark Store Day in Wisconsin.
We're trying to highlight the fact that the tax burden is shifting away from big box commercial retailers, and it's being put on the laps of homeowners, small businesses, basically everybody except the big box retailers.
DeShane says the goal of the Dark Store Day is to get two bills passed, a Senate bill and Assembly bills. He says they're ready to go and they've had public hearings and the legislature just needs to vote. The Menard store in Rhinelander and Walgreens have used the tax loopholes to challenge their tax bills from the city. Nearly a year ago, Menards challenged their tax bill and it saved them $51,000, according to city officials. And Marshfield Clinic has joined with nationally recognized addiction treatment organizations. Last week, the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation added Marshfield Clinic as its eighth partner in the patient care network. Hazelden is based in Minnesota, and the Betty Ford Center is named after former First Lady Betty Ford. Marshfield Clinic Director of Substance Abuse Services, Sheila Weick, says the collaboration is designed to improve care across the United States. She says by working together, it gives them more tools to assess a person and also education and research studies. The Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation has been a participating provider with the Marshfield Clinic Health System Security Health Plan since 2013. The weather forecast, there's a winter weather advisory in the Lake Superior Snowbelt until 11 p.m. Tonight, cloudy, windy with flurries, low around 11, but an additional 5 inches of snow tonight near Hurley, lesser amounts in the Lake Superior Snowbelt. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 19. And Friday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries, high near 20. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.